to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Samico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on Akira Kurosawa. Akira Kurosawa, the highly influential Japanese film director, arguably Japan's most famous director of classic films in the West. Celebrated in particular for his historical dramas, many of them dealing with samurai, and drawing on iconography, at times, analogous to that of the American West. In turn, cowboy movies made in the West, in American Italy, have emulated Kurosawa. Let's begin with his most lauded film, Seven Samurai of 1954. The plot concerns a band of masterless samurai who come together to defend a village of farmers against invading brigands. But the simplicity of that synopsis doesn't begin to hint at what a marvelous achievement it really is. In fact, Seven Samurai is a regular inclusion on lists of the greatest and most influential films of all time. The film was remade in the United States as The Magnificent Seven, and though The Magnificent Seven enjoys great popularity, a terrific cast, and an unforgettable film score, it stands only knee-high to the original. Here's music by Fumio Hayasaka for Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the 1954 film Seven Samurai. The score by Fumio Hayataka. The focus is on films of Akira Kurosawa this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Dodeskaden marked a break with Kurosawa's classic style. It was his first film in color, for one thing, truly lurid Technicolor, and the first since his break with superstar Toshirô Mifune. The title can be translated roughly as clickety-clack, the sound of an imaginary trolley car in the fantasy world of a mentally challenged boy who literally lives in a dump. Though it earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Foreign Film, its commercial failure drove Kurosawa into a deep depression and even to attempted suicide. The composer of its soundtrack, Toro Takemitsu, is regarded as one of Japan's most important classical concert composers. Takemitsu was a protege of Kurosawa's friend and frequent colleague, Fumio Hayataka. Indeed, Takemitsu wrote a requiem to Hayataka's memory in 1967. Here's just a brief selection from the 1970 film Dodeskaden.
Thank you.
Music from the 1970 film Dodeskaden. The composer was Toro Takemitsu. This one is a re-recording with the London Sinfonietta conducted by John Adams. Though Seven Samurai was Kurosawa's first full-out samurai film, a samurai does feature as one of the characters in his earlier breakout international hit Rashomon from 1950. In this case, the discovery of a murdered samurai leads to a series of courtroom-style examinations, during which everyone present at the killing gives his or her own account of what transpired, including, through a medium, the murdered man himself. The conflicting testimonies reveal the slippery subjectivity of what we understand as truth. Kurosawa had a great respect not only for American movies, but also Western classical music. This led him, on occasion, to request of his composers to emulate certain well-known pieces. In the case of Rashomon, Fumio Hayatzaka was encouraged, during one of the segments, to channel Ravel's Bolero. Here's music from Rashomon. Thank you. Composer Fumio Hayasaka was encouraged to emulate Ravel's Bolero when he came to score that particular segment, The Woman's Story, from Akira Kurosawa's Rashomon. Masaru Sato was a student of Hayasaka. He had sought him out as a teacher on the grounds that he was so impressed with the music Hayasaka had written for Rashomon. Following his master's early death from tuberculosis at the age of 41, Sato stepped in to fill the void as Kurosawa's choice composer. Sato would score 8 of Kurosawa's films, his first a completion of Hayasaka's score for Record of a Living Being. He too could be called upon to conjure the spirit of Western composers, with the ghost of Verdi hovering over Throne of Blood, Haydn and Brahms coloring Redbeard, and in the case of our next score, Franz Liszt lending attitude to the samurai Sanjuro, played by another longtime Kurosawa collaborator, Toshiro Mifune, in the 1961 film Yojimbo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just some of the music from Masaru Sato's score for Yojimbo. Masterless samurai Toshiro Mifune wanders into a town in which two corrupt bosses vie for supremacy, and then sets about playing the rivals off one another to his own profit. Sure, it influenced A Fistful of Dollars and any number of Western films, but Kurosawa himself was inspired by the Western tropes of John Ford movies and the pulp fiction of Dashiell Hammett. With those selections from Yojimbo, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. An hour of scores from the films of Akira Kurosawa. I'm Ross Samico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.